All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with some Lost Theory, so let's get started. It's the start of the party.
Playing the same hand from last time, everything goes as planned until...
Want to get out of the spotlight?
Agreeing, Amy nods and you head upstairs, leaving the still wild crowd behind. Finally, in front of her room, you turn towards Amy.
Wait for me inside. Gotta use the bathroom first.
Sure. Just don't make me wait too long.
No, ma'am.
Saying this, Amy leans in and gives you a small peck on the lips. Smiling, she goes in, leaving you speechless.
What is this feeling?
Shaking your head, you remember the game plan.
Gotta get that bathroom key first.
Determined, you advance to the bathroom, noticing a line already forming.
Shit, I'm too late.
However, the door suddenly opens, and a random person exits.
Phew! There's a line, asshole!
The next person in line for the toilet is the one and only bathroom guy.
Oh! You! Me? Yeah, you! Whatever, just move.
Saying this, he tries walking past, but you push him down, last second.
Ouch! What the fuck? Go cry somewhere else. Who? Fuck you! No, fuck you! I said it first, so fuck you! Both of you, fuck off! I'll piss myself.
Running inside, you take the key out of the lock.
Now, back to Amy.
Excitement racing through your dick, you skip to Amy's room. Opening the door, you spot her on the bed.
Ah, yes.
Waiting for you.
I got a bit comfortable.
Shyly, Amy grazes over the hem of her underwear.
I can see that.
What do you think?
Before answering, you close the distance, pushing Amy down, her back against the bed now.
Was he always this confident? Or is it the alcohol? Wait, did he even drink? Whatever, I don't really care. Oh, I like it.
Excited, Amy grabs your shirt and pulls you in, crashing her lips onto yours. Her legs wrap around your waist and your hard length grazes her underwear.
Wow, he feels huge.
Almost instantly, your shirt is off, probably somewhere across the room already.
You won't be needing that.
Going in for the kiss, you're once again disturbed.
Knock, knock, Amy! Knock, knock, Amy! Knock, knock, Amy!
Panting in unison.
Unison.
Results in both of you smiling, ear to ear.
I'll make it quick.
Sure.
However, the moment she unlocks the door, Taylor pushes it open.
Oh, shit! Sorry!
Ugh. What to you?
Suddenly, Amy notices the painting in Taylor's hands.
Just had to ask where you got this outstanding painting. I love how it represents the damage of time on our modern society. It's so posh.
Granny's pain.
Her voice cracks at the end and tears start forming in her eyes.
Amy?
She grabs the painting from Taylor, cradling it heartbroken.
Never mind. I'm guessing it's one of a kind, huh?
Taylor scratches the back of his head, still not sensing the mood.
Fucking animals!
Amy's scream echoes through the room.
I'm just gonna,
Not even finishing the sentence, Taylor runs out to the hallway.
He'd better.
Leaving Amy and you alone. After mustering up some courage, you approach gently, trying not to alarm her.
Amy, you okay?
Do I look okay?
Just pull the axe out of it. You could probably salvage it.
I'm sorry. Just, I need to be alone right now.
But...
Please.
Seeing no point in staying, you get up and start leaving. Closing the door, you hear Amy break down. Pissed, you head to the living room.
I swear, Taylor's gonna get it this time.
On your way there, some guy bumps into you.
The fuck?
He only spares you a glance. And continues walking.
Asshole. Do I know him?
Proceeding to the living room, you catch a glimpse of Taylor.
Speaking of assholes, Grim, my man. Don't you my man me. What was that posh shit? What? Oh. The painting, right? Honestly thought it's supposed to look like that. Is he dumb or is he dumb? Though now that I think about it, makes sense. Care to explain? A guy was going around with an axe. Throwing it around and shit, you know?
Taylor looks clearly amused by the story.
Legend. Who brings an axe to a party? Just told you, a legend.
Irritated, you just roll your eyes. Already regretting this conversation. However, to mind comes the guy you bumped into.
Wait, that idiot was holding an axe, right? He did seem familiar. What's wrong with people these days?
You down your drink, planning your next move.
Guess I'll have to stop him from destroying the painting next time.
Leaving the party, you head home, dejected, planning for the next attempt.
Cock-sucking moronic fucking imbecile and his fucking mowing, stop! Taylor is slowly getting on my nerves. I need to do something about that painting. Okay, I'll go handle it after getting my flirt on with Amy during the party. Just gotta talk to her as soon as the party starts so everything goes the same up to that point.
The party is thriving as always. Once again, you get your flirt on and manage to charm Amy. Finally, the two of you head upstairs towards her room.
Hey, how about I bring us a drink?
Sure. Just don't take too long.
Such a perfect ass.
Knowing what to do, you enter the living room. The painting that was once destroyed in its full glory.
Not to insult anyone, but... the painting is shit.
Everyone's a critic.
Now, where do I put it?
At last, a hiding spot is found. Making sure no one sees, you quickly put the painting there. With the painting removed and secured.
Nothing is stopping me this time.
You head upstairs. Also getting the bathroom key on your way, just in case. Someone hollers at you for cutting in line, but you ignore it.
Next stop, Amy's room. If Taylor shows up, so help me God, I might just strangle him.
In no time, you're in front of Amy's room.
There she is. Kneeling on the bed. Did I mention how hot she is?
Well, the drinks.
The line was too long. Couldn't keep you waiting, could I?
Smart choice.
Where's your dress?
Couldn't keep waiting.
You close the distance, grasping Amy's slim waist. Caressing her soft skin.
How did I never notice Amy was so smoldering hot?
Your hands move over her ass, grabbing it once again. No dress in the way this time. Taking things further, you trace your hand up her body.
Your hands.
Yes?
Cold.
Oh, I...
It feels nice.
Oh.
Amy takes her bra off, exposing her perfectly perky tits.
Oh?
You take the invitation, grasping her perfect chest in your palms. Kissing her neck, you leave a trail of soft kisses behind. Amy arches her back as you go, wanting more.
Amy! Oh no, not again! Amy! For the love of...
Taylor, get lost!
But Amy, this is a matter of love! How can you ignore love? You won't be able to avoid the tough love I'm about to...
I love this. Anger issues side of you, but let me deal with this.
In a hurry, Amy puts her dress back on. She gives you a peck before going to the door. And dealing with Taylor.
Amy, this is amazing. Okay, Grim.
Taylor dramatically gasps, eyes wide with realization.
Oh no, a love triangle.
Taylor, please, state your business.
So you can go back to business, Taylor.
Putting his hands up in mock surrender, he continues.
I wanted to notify you of a love confession written on your wall.
What?
Yeah, it says I love you, Amy. Bold if you ask me, but love knows no bounds, right? And chicks dig it.
Having their home vandalized?
When you put it that way.
Ugh.
Amy pinches the bridge of her nose in frustration.
Show me the idiot who did it.
Uh-oh. She's just gonna leave? Aye, Captain.
Taylor heads to the living room, Amy behind him. Turning back for a moment.
I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Please.
I won't. Go circumcise some idiots.
Amy lifts her dress, grabbing her panties in the process.
While you wait...
Amy flings her panties in air.
In air?
Step towards you.
Something to keep you company.
You hold yourself back from sniffing them.
Grim, control yourself. At least until she leaves. Go. I don't think I'll let you leave if you stay for a second longer.
Okay.
Amy leaves to deal with the chaos downstairs.
We really can't catch a break. Fucking Taylor. Why do people drink if they don't know how to?
You fondle with Amy's panties, thinking about all the things you would have done if Taylor didn't bust in.
They're wet. Damn, her pussy must be soaked.
Against better judgment, you take your pants off.
They're warm.
You grab your rock-hard cock, imagining Amy sprayed across the bed.
Shit, I'm so turned on.
Jerking off to your imagination, you glance at the panties in your hand.
The panties are all sticky from her juices. I can wait for her to come back. I'm gonna fuck her in so many different ways. From the window to the wall. Fuck yes, against the wall. Her nice ass will bounce against my cock. I'll grab her thick hair, pull her back to look at me while I pump my dick so far up her. Grim? Shit.
Clumsily putting your pants back on, you pretend nothing happened.
You know I left you my panties to do exactly that, right?
She's right. Why did I panic?
Should I tease you? Will that make you feel better?
Better idea. Why don't you come over here?
Honestly, I'm not in the mood anymore.
What? Is everything okay? What happened downstairs?
Am I a bad person?
Who told you that? I'm gonna...
Chill. I deserved it.
How so?
I led this guy on for months.
Oh?
Yeah. I didn't like him, but I liked the attention. We had a talk earlier. It didn't go well.
So he wrecked your house?
He saw me going upstairs with you and got mad. Which he has every right to be, since I was the bitch here.
You're being too hard on yourself.
Anyway, he had a mental breakdown downstairs in front of everyone. Rumors are spreading like wildfire down there. And I don't feel like giving them more material. You understand, right?
Yeah, totally.
You're not mad?
You walk closer and peck Amy on the cheek.
Not at all. Next time I'm killing Taylor. All my problems lay in him. If I get him out of the picture, there's no one to interfere. Wow, he might actually kill him. I never actually killed someone in any of the repeats. Would it matter?
I'm gonna go downstairs. Gotta keep the animals in check.
Have fun. Calm down, Grim. He's not worth it.
Amy stops in her spot, obviously racking her brain.
Also...
She crashes her lips onto your, but only for a moment.
We'll continue doing... business. Next time.
Can't wait to do business with you. Yeah, next time.
Oh, also, you can keep those.
Taylor needs to die.
Not seeing the point in staying anymore, you leave the still raging party, thinking of all the ways you could make Taylor disappear.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
Murder on your mind works like a lullaby, and you fall asleep in seconds.
Step 1, get naked. Step 2, run out of the house. Step 3, slam my junk onto whoever's mowing that fucking lawn. There we go. I'll just talk to Taylor. I won't hurt him. He's mostly in the kitchen during the party. Yeah, I won't really hurt him. Oh no, he's gonna fucking kill him.
As you get to the party, you search around for Taylor. After a few moments of looking around, you remember...
Fuck! I just remembered he doesn't get to the party right away.
Deciding on having a drink or two, you wait for Taylor to get here. Not long after...
He should be here any second. Maybe he already did.
You examine the crowd, searching for a familiar blonde head.
Do I look like a joke to you?
Snapping your head to the commotion. You notice Amy and some guy having a heated discussion.
Oh wow, it's bathroom guy.
No, Tom, of course not.
Then why are you like this? Why can't you accept my feelings? That guy. The bathroom guy? And the axe guy? Is he the guy she talked about last time? The one she let on?
I just can't.
But you said you liked me in the text, you...
As a friend.
Tom forcefully grabs Amy, kissing her without warning.
He's approaching asshole territory.
Let me go!
You sprint towards them.
Yep. Hey!
The force of your sudden push knocks Tom down.
She said no, buddy. And no means no. Drama! Where does this fucker keep popping up from?
Sensing a commotion, the crowd slowly starts gathering. Amy hides behind you, putting distance between her and Tom.
This has nothing to do with you.
Seeing how Amy covered behind you, Tom scoffs.
Amy, come here. Amy, I'm sorry. I just want to talk.
Amy grabs your shirt, obviously seeking help.
That fucking asshole. Doesn't seem like she wants to. Look, fucktard. Oh. I don't know what hole you crawled out from, but this is between me and Amy. No, you look fucktard. Oh, she isn't going anywhere with you.
Come on, what are you doing? Stop provoking him. What's going on?
Amy, please, let's just go talk.
Ignoring all the questions, you continue sending daggers at Tom.
I might get my ass handed to me, but I don't care. Amy needs help right now.
You turn to Amy, who's shaking beside you.
Hey, you want to get out of here?
Seeing this, Tom goes ballistic.
Fucking... Grim!
Tom's fist is midair, coming straight for your face. Pulling out skills from the deepest part of your ass, you somehow dodge.
Want to try that again? He's slow as fuck. I can take him easy.
Ego and skills come in pairs. Getting back in stance, Tom swings his fist again, which you dodge yet again.
This is taking too long.
You uppercut him, sending him flat on his ass.
Fuck! Don't make a fool of yourself and stay down. That's my boy! Not the one who got his ass handed to him.
The crowd snickers, making Tom self-conscious.
I'll get you for this.
Tom bolts from the kitchen and the crowd hollers, giving you a standing ovation.
That was... freaking amazing. Thank you.
I couldn't sit by and watch him harass you.
Amy smiles at you, a slight red tint covering her ears.
You know what? I need a drink.
Couldn't agree more.
A bunch of drinks later. You don't leave room for words, your lips crashing back onto Amy's. Her nails grazing your neck as she holds onto you. You trace your tongue over her lips, asking for access. She submits to your dominance, your tongues intertwining with each other.
Is it because of the drinks? Why are her lips this delicious?
She lets go and sends you a devilish smile.
Haha, what's she planning?
Amy starts sliding out of her dress, dropping it on the floor.
It was in the way.
I agree.
You grab her thighs, sinking your fingers into her soft skin.
Oh.
You lift her up, her legs going around your waist.
Let's get you tucked in.
You carry Amy to the bed, kissing her neck throughout the journey. Gently putting her down, you step back.
This.
You take your shirt off, throwing it to the side.
Just in the way.
I agree.
Coming back down, you press Amy deeper into the mattress, gently kissing down her body. From her neck to the collarbone. She hooks an arm behind your neck, gently arching her back, pushing herself closer to your soft kisses.
Touch me.
Any specific location in mind?
You trace your hand from her waist up.
Here?
Hi.
Here?
Hi.
She gonna start singing Creed in a minute? Her voice becomes Scott's death. Can you take me higher?
You push your hand underneath her bra, cupping her perky breast.
Oh.
Here?
Yes. Also.
She takes your other hand.
Oomph.
Guiding it in between her legs.
And here.
You press your palm flat against her pussy, making Amy gasp in delight. You suck Amy's neck while your hands do their magic.
Just like that.
Suddenly.
Amy! Are you fucking kidding me?
You abruptly get up, rage coursing through you, slamming the door open.
What, Taylor? What? Fire! Fire.
Fire?
Fire! Wait, literal fire? Yes, in the kitchen.
Whose kitchen?
My head hurts. Your kitchen is on fire!
My kitchen is what?
Amy bolts out the room, leaving you behind.
Wait, Amy! My job is done. You're gonna leave just like that? Yeah, sorry for cock blocking. I'ma head out before the cavalry comes. See ya! What? Just... Calvary?
Putting your shirt back on, you head downstairs. People's screams get louder as you get closer.
Oh, shit!
Everyone, calm down!
Oh, there's a bottle of alcohol! That's a big fire! I don't get it. The fire happened not once until now. Did I cause a butterfly effect somehow?
God, my parents are gonna kill me!
Out of the corner of your eye, you notice Tom standing in the faraway corner, smiling.
No, he didn't.
Tom acknowledges your glare, his smile growing wider. He brings his hand up, the flames from the lighter brightening his face.
Really? Son of a...
You run after him, but before you can reach him, he gets lost in the crowd full of panicked people leaving.
Stay calm! The firemen are on the way! Can someone help? We gotta subside the fire!
Okay, firemen are coming. That means cops, too. That's what Taylor meant. They'll probably take everyone to the station. Stepmother's gonna kill me!
Coming to a decision, you decide for a classic you move. You bail.
Yeah.
Arriving home, you find comfort in your bed. Sleep coming a few minutes late.
Ah, what a beautiful day for murder. Can't wait for the party. I have some pent-up aggression stored and it has Tom's name on it. He's probably loitering around Amy at the start of the party. Well, it looks like we're gonna kill some people on the next episode of Lust Theory Season 2. Didn't know that they were gonna bring it to murder, but it looks like murder might be the case they gave me. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory Season 2. So stay tuned.